pride myself on and what I want to talk to you about today in today's solo episode is how I have created a 100% inbound business. It's because I believe that any perm recruiter can do this in any market, anywhere in the world.
Thank you for joining us on the Recruiters Recruitment Podcast. I'm your host, Leisha Holmes, and I am so proud of what we have achieved as a community since we launched the podcast in the summer of 2020. You're listening to this show because you decided you want to invest whatever time this podcast show takes from your day to actually improve your life, to hopefully create joy, and hopefully to also learn something. We're grateful for every single member of this community. We've never professed that we want to be the biggest podcast that you listen to, but we want to be the best. And by doing so, we're inviting in, we think, the greatest experts in their field to come and share with you, our listener, their experiences, their lessons, their learns, their mistakes, and most importantly, what they'd like to share with you, so that you hopefully can improve what you do and what you achieve. We are so grateful to you for listening and for sharing and for commenting and for continuing to come back week after week. And without you, we wouldn't have the community that we do. So thank you from the bottom of my heart for listening and for contributing to what is a very special community. We hope to bring you more live shows as we continue to grow our global community. But obviously, our promise to you is that every week you'll drop in and hopefully have a new guest to listen to that will give you something to contribute to your self-improvement and to your high performance. We can't do this without our amazing sponsor, Pager, for whom we are so grateful. And we also have some incredible partners, Needy, Diversity in Recruitment, and Keybridge IT Solutions. Links to all of our sponsors and partners are in the show notes. Please remember to mention the Recruiters Recruitment Podcast when contacting any of them independently, because I'm sure they'll all be happy to offer you a cheeky discount because you've come from such a loyal client base. So without further ado, a few messages from the sponsor and partners, and then let's get to know this week's guest. We are so proud at the Recruiters Recruitment Podcast to be sponsored by Pager. Pager helps recruiters to build personal brands, to identify new business opportunities, to attract those hard-to-find candidates, and to basically have better conversations. Now, you will have a large network that you want to build credibility with on LinkedIn, and sometimes posting content every day feels impossible. Now, that changes once you have Pager. Pager provides you with the ideas, the content, and the scheduling capability to produce daily content to build out your own personal brand in minutes, and for business development too. Pager identifies companies that are advertising jobs, have key hiring indicators such as funding rounds, mergers, acquisitions, or senior appointments, and then alerts you to this daily. Pager also enables you to write candidate-centric job adverts without bias in seconds. So once you advertise your job, Pager will then automatically create a branded post and publish it to LinkedIn without you even having to lift a finger. So when you want to actively source candidates, you can create complex Boolean strings in seconds. All you need to do is to provide the job title and location. Now, Pager is making thousands and thousands of recruiters smarter and faster. For more information, click on the link pager.co to book your demo, and remember to mention the Recruiters Recruitment Podcast when inquiring. Now, back to the episode.
Well, this week's episode is with yours truly. I had a last minute cancellation when I did my recording day in October, and so I decided to put myself up for a solo episode. And it's something that I've done infrequently over the last five seasons, purely because I think, why would you want to listen to just me when there's so many amazing leaders out there in our industry? But I thought, why not? Let's talk about something that I would like to say has defined me as a professional, but also key recruitment, my day-to-day business. And it is something that I've actually talked about when I've been invited to be a speaker at expos and events, in how I've created a totally 100% inbound business. And during this episode today, I will talk you through the 5 steps that I believe every perm recruiter can take to create a 100% inbound business where you don't have to do a cold call again. Let me know what you think. I want to know what you think of the points that I make and the episode and the content, but I also want to know what you think about this being a solo episode. Should I do more as we carry on through season 5? Let me know. Can't wait to hear your comments, and thank you once again for listening. Thank you for joining me on the Recruiters Recruitment Podcast for this week's solo episode with myself. I'm Leisha Holmes, and as well as being your host, I'm also the founder of Key Recruitment, which is a specialist recruitment-to-recruitment business that I launched in 2005. Our area of expertise is we agnostically place fee earners into the recruitment industry, predominantly in the UK, in the Northwest, West Yorkshire and London. And one of the things that I pride myself on and what I want to talk to you about today in today's solo episode is how I have created a 100% inbound business. I actually started in the recruitment to recruitment industry in 2002, quite by accident, having spent 3 years at the start of my career in engineering and manufacturing recruitment, and I was actually a headhunter. So I would proactively pick up the phone and headhunt all the top engineers in my areas of expertise at the time, which was aerospace, automotive, manufacturing, process engineering. Then moved back to the Northwest from the Midlands and worked for a media and advertising recruitment business, which is where I accidentally then landed in RecToRec back in 2002. And I believe that today's episode, which is how to create a 100% inbound business, I think that's where I really started to define myself even before I'd launched Key Recruitment in 2005. And I thought today I would take advantage of the fact that I've got a position to speak to you as our community to see whether you are interested to learn about how I've created an inbound business, because I believe that any perm recruiter can do this in any market, anywhere in the world. And I think if we fast forward to now, as we record this in 2024, or you might be listening to this later than that, we are in a world now where recruitment is largely a marketing role. That's the first and foremost point for anybody starting out their recruitment career. You have to have a marketing strategy. And so my first of 5 action points for you to create an inbound business is to ensure you have a brand. And when we talk about personal brand, it is within the context of you as a recruiter, but I think it's about having a holistic approach to who you are, what you do, but also why you do it. And I think having that sense of purpose and pride in who you are can be something that, whether you've got 6 months experience or 60 years experience, it will be unique to you. But I think until you actually understand how you position yourself in your market, I'm not sure that any strategy will work beyond that. So for me, I think there are a few key points to think about on your brand, on LinkedIn particularly, but I think it can be holistic across other social media channels. But I think for the sort of purpose of simplicity, I think we will focus predominantly on LinkedIn, but I think you can incorporate a lot of these tactics across, you know, if your audience is in Facebook, TikTok, Instagram, it could be, you know, that you use Google to generate reviews and to generate business that way. But I think first and foremost, it's about communicating in a very succinct, personalized way who you are and what you do and why you do it. And I think the way to do that is to create and to curate a community of people on your LinkedIn that you want to engage with. So I don't think it's about vanity metrics anymore of how many connections you've got, or, I mean, followers, you know, you can acquire as many followers as you want on LinkedIn. It's unlimited. But I think it's ensuring that the people that you are targeting are people you actually want to have in your audience. There's no good getting, you know, engagement from, you know, 200 people that are never going to buy from you, never going to choose to use you. So I think it's really important as a first starting point to ensure that your targeted audience is very specific and unique to your market and your niche of where you're seeking to carve out. I think it's really important to have consistency and discipline in sharing content with your audience on a regular basis. Now, I personally share every single day and actually often share at the weekend, but the weekend posts tend to be a bit more personal, maybe around, you know, well-being. It could be around fitness, it could be around food, it could be around a restaurant I've been to or a place I've visited. But for the purpose of business, I do post regularly every single day around the same time every single day. It's usually around 7 to 8 a.m. So I'd like to think I get the commuter people, the people that, you know, might be sat at their desks already before people's days start. And I think having consistency should not be mistaken for quantity over quality. I'm one of those rare, very rare people that I don't seem to lack any imagination or ideas of what to share. In fact, at any one point, I've probably got about 50 to 100 ideas that I could share. However, I know a lot of people do seem to struggle with writing content. And so I think it's understanding where your natural flow is. You can use tools like ChatGPT to get ideas and to generate creativity for you, but please don't use these tools to actually write the content for you. Just use them to generate ideas. I personally use the notes section in my phone, and whenever anything specific happens in my day-to-day job, or it could be a podcast that I'm listening to, like you're listening to this now, I literally open that particular notes section on my phone and I write down, it could be, you know, talk about that example of, you know, where somebody got drunk on a night out and got sacked the next day. Talk about, you know, you might be talking to somebody about commission structures and what does a good commission structure look like. And I will then constantly have something to fall back on in terms of ideas. And that then allows you to be consistent. And I do think it's a really good idea to post at the same time every day. A little bit like, you know, setting your alarm to go to the gym every morning, or it might be picking your children up from school, or it might be, you know, you do a team catch up every morning at 9 o'clock. I think by creating that behavior with yourself and that habit with yourself means you will always do it. It's a non-negotiable. And I think once you make creating content on LinkedIn a non-negotiable, I think it all flows from there. I think it's also really important to have a strategy to what you share and in the way you present what you're sharing. And how I write might be very different to how you want to attract your candidates. I'm talking to fellow recruiters, so I can be fairly colloquial. I can be as pragmatic as I want to be. I can be quite opinionated in how I want to do that. But I think the reason that I've created a totally inbound business is because I do say that possibly what other people are thinking. I'm very candid with things, but you might find that you're less comfortable doing that. Maybe in your market, it's a little bit more guarded. Maybe it's not as colloquial. So I think you have to define and find where your content sits. And I think it's really important, most importantly, when you are defining yourself in your LinkedIn community, it's about doing what you say you're going to do, which we will come on to as my third point in terms of integrity. But I think it's so important for your brand to be fluid and totally consistent with the actual service you then go and deliver when you are offline. I think it's really vital. And I think that you will then generate people that will come to you, that will see you. It's a bit like when you buy anything these days, you know, you're going to more likely buy something off Instagram or TikTok shop if you're seeing it consistently. Yes, your algorithm will work for you, and that's what you want. You want your algorithm to work for your connected audience. So I think that's the most important starting point if you're looking to create an inbound business. And I hope I've covered that off. And if anyone's got any questions around whether they've got the right headline on their LinkedIn, profile picture, endorsements, featured section, you're very welcome to go and look at everything that I've done on mine. I've done a lot of work in investment through various marketing businesses and design people to ensure that my whole persona on LinkedIn is hopefully as accurate as it can be, but where it does actually go out and work and generates, you know, six figures every year to the business. And then the second action point is, we are so proud to be partners of Needy, the gifting revolution. Here at Key Recruitment, we absolutely love to send out bespoke gifts to our new place candidates to welcome them in their new jobs, but also as an extra special thank you to clients or when a team is celebrating something really special. But to be honest, we were really fed up with dull or mediocre gifts that you could just buy on the high street that didn't really reflect who we are at Key Recruitment as a business. This is why we chose Needy. Needy source sustainably from the UK's best independent businesses, offering the most perfect array of bespoke gifts and experiences too. So no more boring bottles of plonk or rubbish boxes of chocolates. This is how you make your customers' day with a gift that really matters and shows that you really want to do something special for them. For more information on how psychology and AI forming to make the best gift experience for you, click on the link and remember to mention the Recruiters Recruitment Podcast when ordering. Now, back to the episode.
The second action point is to proactively generate referrals to your business. And if I think back to when I launched Key Recruitment back in 2005, I was very proud of the fact that there weren't many people in my market. There were probably a handful of RectorX out there. But I was very adamant that I wanted to financially reward people through a referral scheme. I wanted to keep it simple. I could see other people in the market doing vouchers and trips and watches and all sorts of stuff. And I was like, I just think cash is the queen. You know, people want money. And that's, you know, it's a secondary factor to why anyone's in recruitment, really. So create a referral scheme and ensure that your business is offering actual real referrals for you know, encouraging and rewarding people for actually recommending you to their friends, their co-workers, their family members. It could be colleagues, ex-colleagues. And that actually works for client and candidates too. And I think it's about having that mindset that referrals are not exclusive for candidate generation. And I think this is where, for me, it's how we label a customer is having a more altruistic view of that and thinking, well, that candidate would potentially become a client. So if you just see that everybody you engage with at any point, even if you don't place them or fill their job, they are your customer. And if you do a good job by them, your ideal is for them to start referring people to you. And that is how you create an inbound business offline by doing the right thing. And I think that there's so many examples I could give you over the years where I've had to surprise people and say, you know, you're about to get 500 quid off me for referring X, Y, and Z to me. And they don't even realize that that's what it's about. They referred to my business because they knew the person they were referring was going to get looked after. And that goes right back into what we talked about around your persona and your personal service and how you actually do your job. So I think with referrals, you can create an inbound business by actually asking for referrals when you're speaking to a client. You know, maybe you haven't filled their job, but who else do they know? Are there any, you know, candidates that you've been speaking to where maybe they're not right for a job, but you could ask for referrals? And it's doing it in a way that it's not disingenuous. It's actually doing it where it's seen as a benefit and an advantage to that person and that you want to go out of your way to create a better, you know, career for that person or actually to fill that person's role. I alluded to this part. The third action point is a word that is probably one of the most overused words in recruitment. It's actually part of the acronym of KEY, which is quality, urgency, and integrity. Integrity, for me, is doing the right thing even when no one knows you're doing the right thing. So it's not just shouting about it on LinkedIn or having it on the wall of your offices so people can see how brilliant you are. It's actually doing it meaningfully in every single action that you take as a recruiter. And that sometimes means actually declining offers, even if it means you're not going to get that fee. It's not the right thing for that candidate or for that client. It's finding out, you know, there's a bad reference on either a client or a candidate and you withdrawing that person and therefore you're not going to actually earn the fee. Short term, it might be a pain, but actually long term, what you do then is you create a reputation for being trusted, for always doing the right thing, which is what integrity means, being ethical, and above all else, being honest and being truthful. Because that way then you will start to see a community of people that not only refer themselves, but will refer other people who need that covert and transparency and trusted confidant, which is how you need to start to define yourself. When you become known as a confidant, that you are not doing it for your personal gain, that you are not interviewing somebody and thinking, oh yeah, I can place you, you're brilliant. Actually, is that the right thing for that candidate? And I think it's where A good recruiter who will create an inbound business is one that will always do the right thing by the other person and not thinking about their personal gain. I'm a huge believer in what goes around comes around. And I genuinely think that that is why Key Recruitment is one of the most respected RecTechs out there, because we always do what's right by the person. It's not about our gain. In my view, the long-term picture is that we will gain, because if that person stays in the job, who are they going to use to hire? If that person doesn't stay in the job and they decide to go on the market anyway, who are they going to trust? They're going to trust you. The fourth component of creating an inbound business is actually to be proactive, to go out and find opportunities, to go and uncover the best company for your covert candidate, to go and be proactive and understand who the talent pool is for your client that's trusting you and entrusting you with their expansion plans. And I think this is not contradicting any of the other points that I've made, I think where there's a bit of a discrepancy around creating an inbound business is that we sit there and wait for the phone to ring, and it could not be further from the truth. So it's about having KPIs, believe it or not, after 26 years in recruitment, I still have KPIs on myself, but my key performance indicators are around ratios. For every person that I interview who is exclusive to me, that is good at what they do, I know I only have to send them out to two companies to place them. That's my placement ratio. It's actually less than 1 in 2. So I know that I've done the right job by them. And I think it's therefore from that proactive point that I make, it's about ensuring you are proactive with your KPIs and with your ratios, and you understand which activities are actually going to get you the results that you need. And it's focusing in, and leaders listening, it's focusing in on the right activities that are going to create actual revenue. That's how you then create an inbound business. It's not about necessarily the outputs, although for those in their early career, I do think that outputs are really important, because that's actually how you hone your skills. It's where you'll have more conversations. You can never have too many conversations in your early careers. And then the fifth point is to repeat all that. Repeat it every single day, every single month, and every single year. And you know, that sounds like it's possibly quite boring and dull, and it really isn't. I cannot remember the last time I had to do a cold call. I cannot remember the last time I had to do a headhunt call. Our business is quite unique in the fact that we don't go and headhunt and poach people. But at the same time, we have constantly got exclusive people working with us. And in fact, in 2023, 88% of our placements were exclusive candidates to Key Recruitment that weren't going out to anybody else. They were entrusting us. And 80% of our overall business is through referrals. So this works. This model works. Incidentally, the 20% comes from LinkedIn, purely from LinkedIn, from people coming to us through our LinkedIn communities and the posts that we share. I hope this has been helpful. And this is just a starting point. And I think if you genuinely want to build a business and build a desk where you will have longevity, where you can weather any storm, and you can weather a pandemic, you can weather a recession, you can weather a war, you know, there's lots of things that are out of our control. But the one thing you can control, in my opinion, is how you are perceived by the actions that you take. I really appreciate you listening to this podcast. If you have found this helpful and you would like me to record more solo episodes, make sure you comment on that, because I always feel a little bit humble when I'm in this position. And basically, somebody cancelled very last minute, which is why there's a recording slot available. I would love to know what you think about my 5 points to building an inbound business. And if there's anything you think I've missed, or if you also have created an inbound business, what have you done to ensure that you've created that? What are your thoughts? Can't wait to hear from you. And thank you so much for listening to the Recruiters Recruitment Podcast.
Here at the Recruiters Recruitment Podcast, we are passionate about creating a psychologically safe community where everybody feels that they belong. By doing so, we are truly being diverse, equitable and inclusive in every guest that we bring on, which is why we are so proud of our beautiful partner, Diversity in Recruitment. Diversity in Recruitment help recruitment businesses understand diversity, equity and inclusion in a way that makes sense. Their training and advisory work is designed and delivered by experienced recruitment professionals, giving your teams the insight, the tools and the confidence to attract diverse talent, to recruit inclusively, to improve your candidate journey, and confidently partner with your clients. DE&I doesn't have to be complicated and scary. It's simply about fair, ethical, and high quality recruitment, something that we are so passionate about, the Recruiters Recruitment Podcast. And thank you for listening to this message. As a listener of the Recruiters Recruitment Podcast, you'll know from some of the guests that I have that really I'm not a very technically minded person. And for that reason, it's really important as a recruiter in my day job to have the best technical support. And who better than our very proud partner, Keybridge IT Solutions. They provide 24/7 support to all their customers. And given that I'm probably the most technophobe of all the people that you could be talking to right now, trust me when I say they are phenomenal at what they do. They've been established since 2010, and they provide a fully managed IT support and solutions provision with specialities including Microsoft's cloud, Office 365, Microsoft 365, Microsoft Azure, internet connectivity. I don't even know what I'm saying, basically, but basically they really help you. They work across every industry, not just recruitment. So if you're listening to this outside recruitment, they could help you too. Marketing, finance, leisure, charity. But basically what I'm trying to say is, if as a business owner, you need full 24/7 IT support and solutions, Keybridge IT Solutions are the ones for you. Thank you so much for listening to this message.